What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what is up, everybody? We are here. We are quarantine team. You are all part of our quarantine team. It is Thursday, which means we've already watched 2 hours more of Married at F***ing Sight. Of course, this is your after show. My name is Mike Thieling. I am here with my day-to-day life co-host, Bam Bam, right here, an honorary member of Team Married, of course. You guys know we don't do this show alone. We got a full panel for you today, which is amazing and fun. We've got YouTube live streaming up right now, which is amazing. We're having so much fun. I don't know what it looks like on YouTube. On my screen, she is to my bottom. It's my partner in Team Married, TK Shepard.
Hello, hello, people. Representing for Team Married, coming live from the marriage bed. Not marriage couch. It's anyway, so happy to see you guys.
To our other side, one half of Team Single, Lanisha.
What's up? Y'all already know it's all about Team Single.
And then, of course, rounding it out below Lanisha is your boy, Ken.
Yes, I've been gone for a minute. Now I'm back.
Well, you could not have picked a better time to come back because just, wow, everything just changes episode to episode. Guys, you know how we do the show. We're going to run through every single one of our five couples. Even though nothing changes, the more things change, the more they stay the same, right? So we're going to run through all of them, give our thoughts. Of course, we're going to, at the end, rate our couples. But of course, producer Jonathan isn't with us, so we don't have our amazing graphic right now, but he's keeping track. And maybe we'll give some predictions. But first, let's start over on Team Single. Ken, you've been gone for a while, my friend. Give us overall thoughts of what's been going on, and especially last night's episode.
Overall thoughts, everybody is falling apart. I don't know. It felt like we returned to the Matrix and did not know who anybody was. Like, everybody was falling apart. It was like a volcano, lava everywhere, splatter, Married at First Sight. Oh no.
Lanisha.
Oh my gosh, I am so proud of Mindy. Applause for her. She gets a gold star for me. And oh my gosh, I'm now on Team Mika's side because Michael, he just keeps on lying. Yeah. This is some psychopath, what is it called? A pathological liar? This is some crazy mess.
I just all into it. TK?
I have to say, this is the night of clarity and liberation. And I say, I loved this episode because two people that I was just waiting to get their clarity, waiting to get liberation from a mess, finally happened. And I'm excited to talk about it.
It's interesting because I think off of last night's episode, we can start talking more and more and more within the context and maintaining the context of we know what happens after the show. Because we already know two of the couples who have split up. So I think now some of this stuff starts to seep in. So we usually start this off as we do with the most boring couple. We're going to do it again. Jessica and Austin maintain to be the most boring storyline, if we can say, for this show, because they're just a really good match. And once again, we get the whole trouble of she wants to say I love you, but she doesn't want to say it first, and she's upset that he's not saying it. So Viviana, they meet with Viviana, all the couples do, and essentially it boils down to Viviana, Dr. Viviana telling her she needs to be vulnerable. I mean, TK, jump in real quick. Any thoughts overall on this? We've said over and over, this is just silly. If you want to say it, just say it. The fact that she's not saying it and keeps bringing it up makes it weirder and probably makes him want to say it less.
Yes, 100%. I think I'm so happy for her. Like, I love that she finally admitted it. And I'm happy that she admitted why she was feeling what she was feeling. So, you know, I have to say, I can't put my finger on Austin. I'm trying, and my gut has like been telling me that there's some type of, I don't know if it's a situation. I don't know if he's been hurt before. I don't know if he's maybe done something wrong and someone called him out on it. And now he's kind of just blocked. I don't know. I can't put my finger on Austin 100%, but my like trust giving it my all kind of meter is like at a 9, not a full 10. But I am really happy that she finally got out what she needed to, even if he didn't say it back. Who cares? She got her point across.
Aisha, build on that, but let me toss this out. Does there have to be something wrong with Austin, or can just be normal? I've only known this person like 6 weeks. I'm not ready to say I love you yet.
Yeah, I think Austin's acting more practical. I honestly don't think that he's saying anything wrong, and I liked how he handled it. He had a lot of pressure on him with both Jessica and Viviana. Just, I love you. Then just stare at him, just staring him down. So I'm actually proud of Austin of how he handled the situation and how he said, yes, he's growing in that way. He doesn't know what this feeling is. He is feeling something, but it's going to take time for him to fill it out, which is normal. And I'm like you, TK. I am proud of my girl. I understood exactly why she was scared, but I am proud that, you know, she told him her feelings and that she finally said, I love you. And I was happy that they had that little exercise. So to me, they're not the boring couple. They are the cutest couple. My cute, awkward couple.
Boring as in stuff to talk about, because if everything's going great, there's nothing really to talk about. Ken, final word on them before we move on?
Yeah, he's not ready to say it. He's just not ready to say it. And it's like she's nitpicking. And I understand. I'm glad that she got her feelings out and said what she needed to say. But also, it's like, don't push him away. And I hate to see that it feels like she's pushing him away. And it's just like, no, this is the couple that everybody is rooting for, because everybody else is just in shambles. But we're rooting for this couple. So
the only one left.
Well, I think are we completely not rooting for Katie and Derek anymore?
Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, Katie's got to go.
Something's getting weird. So Viviana comes over to their house. They talk long-term stuff. We get what I thought actually was a pretty decent explanation from her of some of her feelings of having to essentially grow up real quick, real fast. So because of that and taking care and almost becoming an adult before the time, she didn't get a lot of that dreamlike, you know, kid dreaming, have big dreams and things like that kind of environment or attitude or things that we see with Derek over and over again that she seems to have a problem with Derek having. So we get a little explanation of that. And then they go back to, I believe it's his mom's house, right? Where there's the giant pictures of him. And then, of course, that cooler from college, from Monica, that Monica made, that they went to the formal together and then illegally snuck into the zoo and pet elephants. Don't do that, Rant, by the way, as just a tip. That's beyond illegal and dangerous, whatever. But then Katie, and it's alluded to more in the preview for next week, she gets seemingly overly jealous about this crazy past relationship. Derek is 26, so the college formal or whatever would have been 5 to 6 years ago. And she's jealous over this cooler. Lanisha, this doesn't make any sense.
So, Katie, I've been said it last week. I'm over her. Derek is such a sweet guy. And I totally understood what he was saying about with his poem, how he knows how he should feel, how he wants to feel. That's him. He's a dreamer. He wants to be loved. He wants to be loved in that way. And that's why he wrote that poem. It wasn't necessarily to somebody. So that doesn't make him a liar. It doesn't say like he wasn't in love with somebody, but he is capable of falling in love. And this is how he wants to feel. And right. I don't understand why that bothered her. If anything, that should make you feel good. Like, oh my gosh, she could feel like, oh my gosh, she could get to that point. I don't understand why she was so freaking out so much.
I'm glad you brought the poem up because, Ken, to me, it seems like the more she finds out about him, the less she likes or the more angry she gets that she didn't know all this stuff right off the bat. But you're strangers. You're just learning about these people.
Right. It's like she wants him to come with a clear erased board past, and she's digging and being upset about things that, I mean, he has a past, and you're being mad about a college formal.
It was high school. It was longer than that.
Okay. Oh, was it high school?
It was high school.
My bad.
I know 100% I am not the only one. Katie is annoying as heck. Period, point blank. We've said it over the last couple of weeks. First of all, can I just say, you know I have like tons of first of alls. Can I just say.
We're on like eight of all by now.
Yeah, eight cabals. Eight of all. Anyway, Cliff Washington, what's up in the live chat, says Katie does not deserve Derek. I 100% agree. We were so concerned about him not knowing how to love, and she's the one, like, we immediately targeted him and his faults, but he's opened up. He had, to me, has shown the most progress over this entire show, other than, you know, Jessica and Austin taking baby steps, but for him to where he started, to where he is now, he's trying. Immediately when he finds out that she has these problems of why she hit her inner child, his mind immediately went to, what can I do to bring your inner child back? It immediately went to her. He is growing in love with her, and she has absolutely no idea. She's not appreciating it. And most women, when they find these things out about Derek, like, here I am not thinking you're capable, and then you find out he's capable, most women would be turned on. Like, this is the moment for you to drop to his knees and just say, oh my gosh, thank you for showing me what I've been looking for this whole time. But yet she's the one with the insecurities now. And it bothers me to no other that she is bleeding insecurities that she absolutely cannot admit. He needs to drop her and find somebody else, because she's definitely not appreciative of who he is.
And TK, don't forget, remember last week, he put her on his insurance. If that's not love, I don't know what is.
Honey, baby, that's real love.
2020. In 2020, okay. That's the measure.
That man committed to you. You just need to get it together, woman.
He might as well have given her a gift of hand sanitizer, honey. That speaks commitment.
Hand sanitizer wrapped in toilet paper. For once, or I don't know if you guys last week, but we are super live right now. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for hanging out with us here. Bill the Cat, Jazzy, Jillian, Veronica, Chanel, TDI, Jazzy, IG, Bill the Cat. Once again, you guys rock. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys are having fun. You know, we're doing AfterBuzz still from our homes because we love you guys. We want to keep the entertainment rolling. We love talking about this nonsense crisis going on our TV screens while some real crisis is going on. So we hope we give you guys some escape. And thank you again for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. Guys, I want to move on. I actually think Mika and Michael and Mindy and Zach are kind of the most interesting. So I'm going to wrap up the beginning of our show right here with Taylor and Brandon real quick. I mean, I have the constant question, why did they recommit? That's weird to me just in general. They have that awkward dinner and they're kind of excited, they say, to be back on track. And for some reason, and when we were watching, we talked about this, somehow this woman invites him back to their apartment and to sleep in bed with her. That's weird. I thought that was really, really strange. Even the dog doesn't want him to be next to Taylor. I thought that was really funny. They talk about trying to get these walls down or something like that, and they eventually end up back on his hometown basketball court where he is terrible at basketball. And they play the card game with the suits. Weird stuff. I don't know. This is so strange to me. And this is part of what I was talking about in the intro, how we can come back and talk about it with a little bit of context. We know they're already done, right? They're annulled. So what is this fake, to me, like fake positivity, Ken? Like it's so strange. They both know they're bad. They're not good for each other. I'm way team Taylor Brandon for sure has done foul stuff from the beginning. She kind of got fouled with the IG. We remarked when we were watching that if she hadn't done the IG stuff or any of that, she would have come out of the show really looking amazing and just like, I'm a nice person, this guy's an ass, blah, blah, blah. What is going on with them?
I mean, completely done with both of them, and I think they're just going through the motions. We already know the outcome, so it's kind of like us in this self-isolation, like we're just waiting for the date that they say that, hey, it's safe to go back outside. And that's how they are on the show. They're just like, okay, let's just try to be positive. Okay, I'll kiss you. Okay, this is what's just like, nobody, we don't believe you. That's all that's.
Yeah. Lanisha, have we seen a less romantic 8-second kiss ever?
That was, I don't like that couple. I'm gonna give a shout out to B-May-01 who says, maybe she had a need, winky face. But I think the need is
from Brandon
for Taylor. I honestly do think it's wanting to still be on TV with her social media life and everything. I think she still wants to keep that going. Brandon, I don't know. I got more of not sincerity, but more of like realism from him. Like, okay, I guess let's give it a try since I'm being pushed by everybody. Let's give it a try. But at least I feel more real reactions from him when he says we're still building. Like he's not jumping right into, okay, we're happy again. Like he's still having the, okay, I'm still hurt, but we're building slowly. Hers is just like, we're together. So I feel like hers is less genuine than him.
Okay. Here's the thing to me, and I'll throw it to TK. I don't know, I've met many people less enthusiastic about something than Brandon is about their marriage. I mean, he's dead monotone. There's no enthusiasm. There's no spark. Maybe from everybody here, I might know the least about him personally. I don't know if she knows anything about him personally. There's nothing to be excited about with him. And I guess, TK, what do you think? I get the Taylor sticking around for social media stuff because otherwise, bleh.
What's the point? I think he's so monotone. And I hate to say it, but if I was like on Team Single and like, or my before married years, I would look at him and be like, dude, you're so monotone. Your sex can't be that exciting anyway. Why would I even want to engage and just have another notch on my belt and call it you? I can't. So he's so ridiculously monotone that I think obviously like we know that they're train wreck at the ending. I can't take up for Taylor anymore. Like she is kind of starting to get on my nerves a little bit. Like even when he moved back in and he's in the bed and she was like, well, you don't compliment me. Is that just something that you don't do? I'm so over that. Like I'm over both of them. I don't even want to talk about them anymore, but I'm just like, bro, stop bitching. And then when he was giving compliments, the card said 4. If I wanted to be in love with you more, why are you bleeding this man for compliments? And I don't know. It's just, it's killing me. I think they both need to be over and done. Go home, check out.
None of it makes any sense to me. The only explanation is that she's looking for some social media clout, stay on TV.
And that money.
I mean, I get it. Like, you signed up for it. That was kind of, you know, even if, let's give her the complete benefit of the doubt, that getting married and finding love was the number one goal of being on the show. If some ancillary goal, we know it is for all these people, is to get some kind of fame, a little bit of nudge. It's with every reality show. It's just the truth of the business. I get it, trying to kind of stay in, but I guess we'll see. We'll talk about them
later. What is with these guys thinking that we dumb? We gotta figure it out. One day or another, we gonna figure it out.
Mika brings up the fact that it's this circular kind of mentality. He wants her to be more vulnerable so that he can be honest, and she wants him to be honest so that he can be more vulnerable. Here's my thing, TK. Like, honesty and telling the truth, that's like a baseline. That's a baseline of a relationship. Like not lying, not even a marriage, just like a friendship. It's just like a baseline. Plus the stuff, again, I go back to, I've said this before. To me, the stuff that he's lying about is dumb. I would tell a stranger what my salary is. I don't care. And this is like your wife. This is trying to do financial planning and stuff like that. It doesn't make sense.
I will reserve my comment for just a moment because I'm excited to hear what Ken has to say. He's been gone for some time.
All right.
And I feel like this couple has kind of changed them. Like, it's a roller coaster ride. So Ken's on the edge of his seat. I can feel it. So Ken, go do your thing.
I will say that the M&Ms have definitely melted. It's gone.
No.
You're right, Lanisha. He has a pattern of being like a pathological liar. He's trying to use the adoption as an excuse. And as soon as the parents are around, here comes the waterworks. And a big warning to me was when his sister was like, you know what? He's just different. Like, no, he's just a liar.
Yeah. And
obviously, everybody has been kind of playing that role for him, being empathetic, using that adoption as a way to like, okay, well, he's adopted. But it's like, no, he pulled up the paper. And I'm just like, was this job like Back to the Future? Where like, what is this paper? Do you have an email confirmation? You don't know the numbers. They're not adding up. You come back with more numbers. You don't even remember the salary.
He knows the numbers. He 100%. First, I love that she was like, numbers are my thing. I don't think you understand who you're talking to. Gross is gross. You're not ever going to know what the taxes are going to be. Who to, like, come on. I'm so ridiculously happy because, again, this whole time, do I like Mika's attitude or have I liked her attitude from the jump? No, I haven't liked her attitude from the jump, but I give props and I give credit in moments of, okay, now you need to react the way that you've been reacting. I give her that. And this episode, 100%, I give you that because she started the conversation, like Lanisha said last week. She's progressing. She's learning how to have a conversation. She started holding his hand. She made herself vulnerable to show her pay stubs first. She's doing everything that the experts say and everything that a marriage, somebody who's ready to be married, is doing. And yeah, no, Michael, ex, honey, lying like nobody's business. I'm just happy that Mika finally got her proof. I mean, like hardcore proof on camera that this man was lying. It says you're gross pay. That means after everything, like, you know, before all of that, whatever. So 100% the sister knows. And the sister kind of was like almost vouched for him a little bit because she was like, well, you may call it lying, but he may call it exaggeration.
Yeah.
No, sister, get with it. So I can't talk to you either. You're going to defend him too. This is the problem. He's been enabled this whole time. I think the only other thing that I would have to say on this is it's not her responsibility. I'm not going to obviously like judge him for the why behind his lying, right? Because if you don't like who you are, those are some insecurities that you have to get through. And painting a lie of a picture is not the right way. So I won't judge that part. But at the end of the day, this is not Mika's responsibility to be your therapist. I'm glad he's getting the help that he needs, but it's not her job. So you know what? Of course, it's hard trusting him because he keeps lying. So I hope that he can work it out because he's about to lose somebody who's actually is Mika a handful 100%, but she's progressing. So hopefully we get together.
I would have been out by then. Bye.
Let me ask you guys, we've criticized Mika a lot over the course of the show for her, let's call it attitude or whatever. The more and more we learn about Michael, do we think that there's off camera stuff going on, more lies, and think that we can kind of forgive a bunch and kind of understand more where she's coming from?
I will understand, and I've said it before, do I understand why you're angry? Yes. But the maturity level comes with how you respond to that anger. So I won't defend or I won't take back the comments that I made about Mika, because at the end of the day, you exploded. And that's just not a healthy way to respond to your emotions. You have to have that control. So no, I'm not going to regret or kind of take back or give her credit in the past responses, because it's how she responded. She shouldn't have responded that way. But I will give her her credit for her progression.
Yeah, I think because I might give her a little bit of credit, because over and over again, we've come across Michael lying, even from the honeymoon, right? And now we're far from the honeymoon. So the lies started in the honeymoon, and over again, we've had, just stop lying to me. I just want you to be honest. Stop. And there's only so much credit or so much you can take of being like, I understand why you're that way, but you're literally doing the only thing that's being asked of you, or you're not.
Her response this week was exactly where it needed to be.
Yeah.
And that was her saying, guys, I'm done. If you want them, take them, because I'm done. Like, I'm giving you a chance. I don't want a liar. I'm giving you a chance time and time again. Her level of frustration, it was exactly where it needed to be this week.
Well, speaking of men who are going to have a rough time after this show is over, Zach and Mindy. can we say boiling point has been reached? She has lunch with her friends. All her friends are like, you're an idiot. Why did you recommit? We find out. Oh, okay. So the big secret, right? The big secret. We find out that it was told to Zach that Mindy had spoken with her ex about him picking her up at the airport when they come back from this honeymoon, which was a terrible honeymoon for them anyway, by the way. This guy has been no good from the beginning. Regardless, she says no. He didn't pick her up anyhow, right? It was her other friend. And we come to find out, of course, that it was Lindsay who told him. So the whole Lindsay-Zach relationship goes further and further. And finally, we get what America has been praying for. Mindy finally tells him, I'm done. After we had the awkward Zach trying to toast with the wine, which was amazing.
That was beautiful.
Awesome. And she said, I want out of this. Viviana comes finally. And Viviana is actually, for once, an expert, isn't trying to push them to stay in the relationship. Thank you for anything. Says she's proud of herself. Finally, you know, Mindy has stood up for herself. And then Viviana goes over to Zach, and Zach says he respected Mindy throughout the marriage and all this other kind of crap. And we end with her, as she should, having a fun, you know, divorce party, single ladies party. And she punches a donkey pinata, because this entire show, Zach has been an ass. Lanisha, where are we finally at with this couple?
Oh my gosh, yes, Mindy, yes. This is what I've been wanting her to do through everything, including that divorce party. But they should have, one thing she was missing, she should have put a picture of Zach on that donkey. But that whole conversation that Zach was having with Viviana, I just want someone to take a picture of Pastor Cal and Viviana and put them together, because their reaction to Zach talking in circles is just crazy. Zach, what? And I honestly, I'm with Viviana on one thing. I think Zach was messing with her friend Lindsay. I think that there's some, because she's onto something. What is this loyalty that you have with Lindsay? Why is it that deep?
I
honestly think that he's been messing around with Lindsay. He's talking in circles. They both getting caught in their lies, and she needs to drop the friend, and she needs to drop Zach. And someone in the chat before said that Lindsay was even married, so even she's being unfaithful. So I don't know about these people, but I'm just so proud of Mindy. I hope we do see her next episode, and I hope we're able to see her just be single and grow. My little nephew just walked in. I'm just so happy, and I hope we see her grow, and I hope we see her with another man.
Ken, I want you to get your opinion, but as we go around the rest, toss out who's worse, Zach or Michael? Because in essence, they're both lying. Zach tries to circuitously talk around the truth to make you think he knows what he's saying, but he's lying, and Mike is straight up lying. So what do you think?
They're equal on the lie scale, just because Zach is a kind of narcissistic liar, and Michael is a, I'm kind of scared of you because I don't know what you're thinking, and you're the waterworks come on kind of liar. So they're both kind of on the same scale on opposite ends of it with the lie. But with them right now, like, it's definitely like, what is happening? What is going on with, I'm sorry, not Micah and Mika.
Zach.
But with Zach, like, let's just go to the friend, Lindsay. She should not have been invited to the divorce party. She is a part of the problem as well. Like, what kind of friend are you to go?
I don't think Lindsay was, though.
Wasn't there. She wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't at the, okay, okay.
No, that wasn't her. It almost looked like her.
She was probably with Zach during the divorce party.
Okay.
They were having their own little divorce party.
I was ready to tear her up, okay. It's definitely a part of the problem. So I think just kind of exposing her, she's finding out the type of man that she doesn't want and also the type of friends that she doesn't want. So I applaud Mindy for finally her breakthrough and also getting rid of some bad seeds around her.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to call out the fact that Zach lied. And I know, I mean, like, blatantly lied. Like, he was, Dr. Viviana specifically asked him, did you lie to your wife? And he was like, no. I'm not even talking about the Lindsay situation. You can dance around that whole admission of truth is, like, whatever. You can dance around that. At the end of the day, admission is lying. But my thing was, when Mindy asked him, is this lie something in result of something that Lindsay told you?
Right. He
said, no, brother man, that is a lie all day. I need you to, like, accept that. And holding him accountable is like pulling teeth. So I just want to mention that because nobody's really, like, tweeted or, like, responded on that level yet. And I'm like, did this go everybody's head? So I think 100%, obviously, we're happy for her. Mindy made the right decision. But this look on his face during the breakup, what was that? I was like, he was almost thrown off. Like, he was like, wow. To me, what he was thinking was, okay, wow, this whole situation did not go as I thought. I'm going to look like a really big ass after this show. You're right.
Maybe no one's ever broken up with him before. Maybe Zach's never been dumped.
This is a first. He's definitely never been dumped before.
And I'm glad you brought that up because that's where I wanted to end this whole thing with folks like Michael, Zach, I'm going to say Brandon, maybe a little bit Taylor, but definitely those three men, let's say. Where is the foresight of, I'm going to look horrible on national television.
Like, add Katie on there. Add Katie.
Yes.
Katie, okay, I don't think Katie is anywhere near that degree. I think Katie has a lot of insecurities. I think she's jealous, but it's not lying and like backstabbing and potentially, like you guys are saying, hooking up with, you know, his friend. You know, like hooking up with Mindy's friend. I mean, you can't keep it in your pants for 2 months. I mean, we're quarantined for like as long as they gotta, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a big deal. You're gonna look terrible like for the rest of your life. I don't understand. And if you guys have some insights, someone jump in and what are these guys thinking? Or is it just that they're not?
They're not thinking. They're not thinking at all. Because if they were thinking, they would want to protect their legacy and their future. So they're thinking because
yeah.
They're looking, I mean, they're coming off looking very kind of suspect and a little like, hey, I might need to stay away. Like, after the quarantine with the 6 feet, I might need to stay 60 feet away from these guys. So
what do you guys think about him saying that he regrets telling her or bringing it up from the very beginning?
Because he knew he got caught in a lie. He knew the lie was stupid from the jump, and now he got caught.
Which one? Are you talking about Zach?
This was when Zach was finally confronted and he was like, you know what? I regret even bringing it up from the get-go, bringing up the lie, bringing up the fact that he was talking to, and like pretty much like all of it. Like, he's almost like, I regretted telling you the semi-truth or the start of a truth.
He knows that he's looking bad, So I think he was really trying to put that on Mindy, like, oh, I know something about you. You deceitful. Yeah. You did this so that he could come out looking good. But it didn't work, Zach. We still don't work with you.
Even when the expert came over, he immediately tried to bring up things that he's tried. Did you notice that? He was like, oh, let me think of, oh, I made the effort. Like, this was his original plan. He wanted one bad thing on Mindy so that he could say he tried his best. And then he'd look like the good guy. But it all backfired. And I freaking love it.
Yeah, and that's why I was surprised that he was so surprised that she called it off. Because I thought he was just trying to eke it out for her to finally end things so that he wasn't the guy who ended it or whatever. Even though he's looked terrible this entire time, I'm sure he regrets bringing it up because it's maybe the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
That you're behind her back with her friend and she might have, she's known you for a week and she might have talked to her ex who, for all intents and purposes, could still be a friend of hers. There's nothing wrong with that. So that's what we're down on her for? Come on, man. I mean, everybody, he knows he's looked stupid.
Yeah, very much so. Womp womp.
Guys, unfortunately, we are running out of time. So Jonathan is not here. We have producer Steven today. Are you able to talk?
You caught him off guard.
Let's say no. I'm just going to go clockwise around here for us, and we're going to rate our couple. So, Lanisha, start us off with Jessica and Austin.
You have to have Brianna here, not Steven, guys. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Producer Brianna, you can talk, evidently.
I can talk. I just had to unmute a bunch of things, but I can talk.
Yeah.
Don't make her work harder. Let's work towards these, rate these couples.
We got it. Lanisha.
10 for my beautiful, awkward couple.
Ken.
10. Oh, 10 for me, for Jesse and Austin. 10.
Jesse and Austin, of course, there are 10. Lanisha, Katie, and Derek.
I ain't liking them. I'm going to go with 4. And they're only that high because I love Derek.
Ken?
You get 0.
What'd you got?
5, neutral.
5, TK?
I'm going to go like a 4.
I'm going to give them a 6. I think the show is manufacturing a little bit of the drama.
Okay.
I'm going to get over it. Let's scoot to, I mean, is it even necessary? We know all of these three are broken up. Go ahead, Lanisha, yes, Taylor, and Brandon.
They're my 0.
Ken?
0.
TK?
0.
0. Michael and Mika?
My disappointing couple. They're going to get a 00.
00. Ken?
Oh.
TK?
I'm going to go Mika 1.
Mika 1.
Oh, dang.
That's the couple. I'm going to stay 0. And of course, Mindy and Zach.
Oh, they gone. They ain't the couple. Let's go. Negative 10.
Yeah, they couldn't even make it the whole show. Ken, 0. We're all 0s. Guys, let us know in the comments, of course, how you rate the 2 remaining couples, let's call it, because they're the only ones that matter. We love seeing all your comments. We haven't been able to be live this whole season, but we're so happy to see all you guys in the chat right now. Ms. Brown Sugar, TDI, Jillian, Veronica Rose, S. Peters, Bailey, Jazzy, Jillian, Trish, Stacy. You guys are amazing. Until next week, Lanisha, where can our friends find you?
You guys already know it's your girl, Lanisha. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha Spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Oh, we're going to save the special guest for last. Ken, where can they find you?
Me, Kenneth Ware, Instagram and Twitter. That's where I'm at, like Lanisha.
Oh, we have formed Voltron into the married couple that is TK and Sydney. TK.
Oh, yeah. You can find you? Me, team married, my other half here, Sydney Williams. You can find me at Takira_Shabre on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, we miss you. We got to bring Raquel onto the show and represent for Team Married.
Raquel is sleeping. Sydney, another amazing host and actor. Sydney, where can our friends find you if they want to look you up, even though they've never heard your voice?
Oh, wow, guys. You can find me on Instagram at I am Sydney Williams. That's I am S-I-D-N-E-Y Williams.
My baby daddy, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, if you are into the reality show, oh, hey. There's the newest member of Team Single for Life. If you guys are right, Sydney?
You're right.
Right, Sydney Flip. So, guys, if you're into the reality shows, I'm about to go live in about 10 minutes with yesterday's Survivor recap. It was an amazing episode. My name is Mike Feeling for Bam Bam. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling. Stay safe. Be positive. We're all going to make it through. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.